just to kind of give you guys an idea for people who aren't familiar with IVAW, in terms of our 3 points of unity, we're looking for the immediate withdrawal of all troops from Iraq and Afghanistan. We are looking for for reparations to both of those countries also, and for full benefits and support to troops. In terms of what we're doing more recently, we have just recently met together with CivSol, which is our civilian component to our Bay Area Alliance. We have a national campaign called Operation Recovery, which I'm going to let one of the CivSol people talk about, especially because a couple of them have gone down to Fort Hood, which is the largest army base in the country, and which is where we're kind of doing our activism. And if someone from CivSol wants to come up.
Hey, so my name's Adele. I work with Civilian Soldier Alliance, and we work with local Iraq Vets Against the War, as well as nationally on the Operation Recovery campaign. Just to give you an idea what CivSol is, we're a national network of civilians that kind of started as folks who were already active with GI resistance and vet-led anti-war work through personal relationships that had formed around organizing that was previously happening, and then in the last about year and a half, folks form themselves into an actual civilian formation that's meant to really, you know, engage civilians in trying to really throw down and build a base of support around leadership development, fundraising, and campaign organizing with Iraq Vets Against the War, as well as other vet and GI-led anti-militarist work. So can other CivSol folks in the room raise their hand maybe? So Siri and Nikki are here. Nikki and I just had the opportunity this summer to go down to Killeen, to Fort Hood, which is the largest military installation in the U.S. There's 75,000 troops stationed there. About half of them are deployed at any time. And the Operation Recovery campaign, which is a campaign to stop the redeployment of traumatized troops, so that soldiers who are dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, or military sexual trauma, we are just down there talking to folks and really trying to build leadership of people in Killeen to take the base commander, General Campbell, there to task on his constant redeployment of the 20 to 50% of the fighting force that's dealing with some kind of post-traumatic stress, as well as about 1 in 3 female service members are dealing with some sort of military sexual trauma during their time enlisted. So just down there having conversations with folks, doing parking lot outreach, visiting people's houses, hopefully collecting testimony and taking that to Congress, and getting the policy whereby folks can continue to be redeployed to, you know, be the labor base for these illegal and immoral wars changed. So that's what we're up to. We're also really excited to be working with Iraq Vets Against the War. There's a lot of energy coming out of the local chapter, and we'll talk about that some more.
So before I forget, thank you to Veterans for Peace for helping facilitate us being here. They've been a big help in a lot of ways. I just want to introduce our two guests. We've got Brock McIntosh. He is a new board of director for Iraq Veterans Against the War. He has also done a lot of nonviolence peace work, intern for Win Without War, and worked with the Center for Nonviolence and Peace Studies. He is currently a National Guard, member of the National Guard. Jacob George is served OEF in three different tours. He is now a part of, founded a perpetual bike protest through the American South that has covered more than 6,000 miles. Has worked with Bikes Not Bombs. And they have both since returned to Afghanistan after their time in the military, working towards linking up with different Afghan organizations, some of the locals. I'll let them speak more to that. Let's give them a round of applause.